Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
My elder, Brother Moyo, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you, man. Hey, you know, I felt sad yesterday we couldn't complete our discussion due to the networks there. Really, really apologize for that. But let's hope that your network is better today.
Hopefully so. Haven't had as much trouble as I had the other day, so I just hope that you can hear me just fine today.
Ah, fantastic. Now, you know, many of us are constantly busy on the go, which takes its toll on our bodies. We've gotten accustomed to a quick fix, you know, so that we can get right back to the grind. And that doesn't really allow us a long term and a lasting solution for a healthy balance. So we're going to be talking about rest. And please do take us through what the lesson teaches about and the importance of rest. Maybe, my elder, just for a minute or so, if you could just recap for those who missed yesterday, because I think we missed a bit yesterday. Just to recap on that one for a minute or two, and then we get into today's lesson.
All right. Quickly to recap what we talked about yesterday. Yesterday, we were talking about something else we might take for granted. That is sunlight. Mm. And we were basically saying that sunlight actually helps out with, is a natural thing that God has given us that we may be able to... That's actually quite effective. We said that one of the most effective times to get sunlight is in the early morning before it gets too hot. Mm-hmm. That way it's not so damaging. And 15 minutes of sunlight would actually help you. And it helps with a few things. It helps with helps to calm the nerves. It helps to elevate our moods. It also helps with digestion, actually. And it also helps to lower cholesterol. So if you're thinking of ways to be able to lose some weight naturally, well, maybe spend some time actually in the sun. But then there's also the fact that sunlight helps us to relax and also reduces stress. But also we should be careful when it comes to sunlight. Make sure that it's not a midday kind of sunlight, because mm-hmm. midday sunlight has a tendency to also be damaging. So all things in moderation, as we usually say. And if you're going to be in the sun for too long, make sure that you have some kind of sunscreen that's maybe about SPF 15. That's how I would summarize yesterday. And another thing we take for granted is the thing that we call sleep. Now, if I may ask you, brother, mm-hmm. How many hours of sleep do you think you get?
Goodness, I know I get far too less than I should, actually. I do about 6 hours.
I like the honesty.
Yeah, I do about 6 hours.
Honesty.
Yeah.
But how much sleep have you heard that we need?
I've heard that we need, at least as a male, between 7 and 8 hours per night. And I'm doing about 6. Yeah, which is... I'm even scared to say it, yeah.
No, don't worry. Don't worry. You're not the only one who feels that way. Plus, you're not the only one who probably fails to do so. Because to be quite honest, for the most part, a lot of us, like you had said, we like to have a fast-paced life. But then one thing that we must take into account is that even the body must rest. But why does it need to rest? What is it the body needs rest for in the first place? So realize that actually, oftentimes, if we don't sleep enough, and you are correct, 7 to 8 hours is enough for an adult. For children, on the other hand, we're talking about, and I know that many of our own children are probably not even doing this either. But then it comes up to about for children in the beginning parts of infancy, we're talking about from 0 to about 5 years old, I mean 0 to 3, sorry, we're talking about 16 hours of sleep is good. And imagine that's like half the day, actually, more than half the day. And this is the beginning parts of infancy. We're not talking up to 3 years old, we're talking about the first year of their life, sorry. Mm-hmm. Their first year of life. It's about, 16 hours of sleep. But then from then on, about 12 to... 8 hours of sleep is good enough. As an adult, yes, 7 to 8 hours is good enough. Mm-hmm. But what does this actually help with now? It does help with actually the body healing up and actually getting resistant to disease. So if you find yourself sometimes maybe not sleeping as much, and then you find out that you've been getting sick far too often, maybe just a flu, could be just that. We may not be getting enough sleep. So the other thing that comes up is fevers that can come up because the body's just completely tired. But what we really need is rest. The body actually fixes itself. And actually, funny enough, actually, the immune system is actually boosted by sleep. But if I was to ask you, dear brother, do you think there is anything we can really do as a substitute to sleep? I mean, when you think about it, have you ever
I
tried anything?
doubt it, eh? I doubt it, man. I don't know. I doubt very much if there could be any no, but coming to think of it, there's nothing, eh?
No, there actually isn't. Actually, there's actually something called the Sleep Foundation, the National Sleep Foundation, and actually, what they say is that there is really no substitute for sleep. And actually, the we might think that, oh no, I can take medication for it, I can take pills for this, but no, it's really just that you can only have to sleep. Now, God actually gave us this opportunity to be actually be able to sleep. One of the things is it also helps us to stay away from, and funny enough, it may sound silly, but from a spiritual point of view, getting some sleep can actually keep you out of sin, actually, some of the time, because you can't sin while you're asleep. So the idea would be sometimes maybe to avoid temptation, just go to sleep. But
Stay out of it,
you really do. But then you realize that even within our own bodies, actually, we're given this opportunity. God gave us this the what we call a circadian rhythm, or what we would call sleep pattern. And if we mess around with the circadian rhythm of our body or with the sleep pattern of our body, you find it knocks a lot of things out of whack. It would knock out our ability to think, our ability to actually think thoroughly through things. We would rather just rush through them. But then, really, even spiritually, our spiritual batteries even need recharging. And on a daily basis, yes, we're supposed to take time for meditation, Bible study, and even prayer. That will help heal the body as well as the soul. But recognize that even when you look at the way that our bodies work, I tell you of a story that actually happened when the government or the army of Russia tried to enforce a 10-day week. Everyone should be working, and it should be 10-day, a 10-day working
What?
week.
My
Yes,
goodness.
they really tried this.
Oh, my
And
goodness.
sadly, it actually came to the detriment of so many people. Find out that they don't have a 10-day working week, because they realized, and this is a sadly, they had to find out the hard way, but the whole nation went basically crazy because they tried to work them 10 days. But recognize that even God knew that we needed a day's rest. When you look in the Ten Commandments and it says that 6 days you shall labor, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall rest. And therefore, that is exact just the same way as he rested, we are to follow that pattern, even though he rested not because he was tired, but as a pattern for us to follow that, yes, indeed, let us rest. So even then, it is we even find this in even Genesis chapter 2 that actually says, after all that was done, he actually God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made. And so he invites us even now to take that rest along with him. And so yes, rest in all its spheres, that is, yes, it actually helps us in all spheres, physically, mentally, and also spiritually.
Tell me, but I love this rest, going to sleep and resting. Sometimes when you decide, you know what, I don't really want to sleep. I don't have any, I'm not drowsy or anything, but I just want to sit and do nothing and think about nothing, just to sit, or maybe just to roll over the carpet of or couch. Is that taken as rest?
Well, it's taken as rest, but it's not the same kind of. It's almost like if I was to ask you, oh, okay, you're thirsty and you want to take, and the first thing you want to do is go like, oh, okay, I might as well take juice, or I might as well take a fizzy drink or something like that, or tea. Now that may help to assuage the thirst, but it does not do the same as water. It does not have the same
Of course.
benefits as proper water. It's basically that whole thing of just resting in the middle and taking naps. Yes, it may help a little bit, but it's not the same as taking your deep sleep and your proper deep rest. Yes, it's good to take breaks at certain times, but don't replace that again. It's not a replacement for sleep.
There are those who enjoy taking energy drinks, or some kind of a pill to give some more energy. They're running out of energy, and the day is still far to be finished, and they really need to get some energy going so that they can actually go through the day. Does that negate the need for rest?
So anyone who has been part of actually going through energy drinks, and I'm sure I've been, I shouldn't say that I'm innocent in that completely. But one thing that does rain out to be true is that the more you do that, yes, it may give you a jolt of energy now, but then it does not negate sleep. Actually, you'll find out that you'll go on a high, and straight after that, you'll come crashing back down. You will need that rest, and trying to get out of that cycle of then, okay, now I feel even more, I even feel less energetic after taking these energy drinks after coming down from the high. You now have to take more of the energy drinks, so you take more so that you actually try to stay awake, or try to feel just not even just stay awake, just to feel like you are alive at all, or just try to get through the day. And so you'll find out that no, it's not a substitute. It may just be a temporary fix. Like we said, we always try to take temporary fixes, but it's not the best way of going about it. Actually, it turns out to be to our own detriment as well. Get some sleep out of your system. Make sure that you get some time off, because if we keep going on that cycle, we will become slaves to our work or our own lifestyle.
A quick lesson about resting and our vis-a-vis recharging our spiritual batteries, because spiritually as well, we go out there and we expend and we spend and we spend spiritually. Do we also need to rest spiritually?
Yes, of course, we do need to actually rest spiritually. And that's why we actually still, even God recognized this, and we do need to take that time to be able to rest spiritually. Because as the Bible actually does tell us that when we enter his rest, therefore in rest and in his salvation, we find actually salvation. And so we actually do end up finding out that yes, even spiritually, we need that rest. We need to be able to be in the presence of God and just be able to rest in his presence. In his presence is fullness of joy, and therefore even peace and sleep indeed. So yes, even spiritually we need that rest. Now, does that mean that then we are to take a, how can I put it? To say that yes, we then say no, we find rest and we go away from God? No, we find rest in God. So we make sure that yes, there is devotion, yes, there is Bible study, yes, there is prayer, but also make sure that it's not one of those things that, like how we do most of the times, where we go extremes on everything and we try to read the entire Bible in one night. Please don't do that. Not that the Word of God is bad, but remember that we must be able to, even if it just takes a little bit of time in our, just to take a little bit of time in our day, even if you just meditate upon one verse, it would be so much better than, and many times over, than trying to stuff everything in at once.
Beautiful. Well, my elder, I must thank you so much for your time and coming through and speaking to us this afternoon. It's been a great pleasure and always a pleasure, actually, speaking to you. Thank you so, so much for coming through. The Lord bless you and the Lord keep you and the Lord shine his countenance upon you and actually favor you, give you his grace.
And may the Lord bless you too. I think I love the way that you've said it. I can't say it any better than that. Just say, God bless you and may the Lord, may you find peace
thank
in
you,
his
man.
Presence.
Thank you so much, man.
Thank you.
Lovely.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.